Welcome to the Strong Mama Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole, mom, exercise physiologist, and pre- and postnatal fitness expert. This show is all about helping you navigate your pregnancy and postpartum journey with more strength, energy, and ease. Each week, pull up a seat for a new topic that will empower you to feel strong, capable, and confident while supporting your body through all the changes of the motherhood journey. Just a reminder that the information on this show is not meant to treat or diagnose any medical condition. Please speak to your medical provider for all things related to your healthcare. I'm honored and excited to be a part of your health journey into motherhood. Now let's dive into today's episode. Hello, hello, friends. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Nicole, your host. And today we're going to be talking all about the three phases of fitness in pregnancy. But first, I want to let you in on a small group offering that I'm doing for pregnancy right now. And the doors are open. So if you're listening to this right now, there's still time to get in. The group starts April 15th. And you're probably like, what is this group you're talking about? I'm forming a really small group of 5 to 10 women who are between 6 and 24 weeks pregnant, who are struggling with consistency. They really want to feel safe and confident with their workouts. They want to do more than like light walking and stretching, and really want to learn to lift weights and strength train in a supportive way so they can feel strong, confident, and capable throughout the remainder of their pregnancy as they prepare for birth and postpartum. So that's what that is. Inside, it's going to be an 8-week container with workouts, education, support. So if you are interested in that, I'm not doing like a huge promo since it is a smaller group. So if you are interested in that, I encourage you to head over to Instagram. I'm over there at Strong Mama Wellness. It's MAMA. And you can just shoot me a DM there. Tell me you're interested in learning more, and I'm happy to chat with you about it. This does start April 15th. Can't remember if I've already said that, but it starts April 15th. So definitely, once you hear this, if you're interested, just shoot me a DM and we will chat further. Okay, so let's get into the three phases of fitness in pregnancy. You're probably like, I didn't know that there are three phases. And no, I'm not even referring to the three trimesters of pregnancy. These phases actually may or may not collide with the actual trimesters. So when I'm working with a client, there are actual phases that we want to take our body through that will make sure they are progressing in a safe, effective way and really giving their body what it needs at each phase of pregnancy. So going through these three phases, which I'll talk about in just a second, introduce to you what they are, but going through these three phases will help ultimately to prevent injuries, actually build and maintain strength in pregnancy, and overall feel really good. I've seen lots and lots of people, and I'm guilty myself, of just winging it with workouts in pregnancy with no real path. And I get it. It's hard. We don't know exactly what to do. We've got overwhelming advice coming from all the different places. And, you know, we kind of just do what we've done before with some modifications, and it is what it is, right? We're moving, so that's good enough, right? And yes, in most cases, I would always say that any type of movement, any type of exercise is amazing. So super happy for anybody who is making that a priority. I also want to say that there is something to be said for tailoring the process to the outcome that you want. So I really like to use this process with clients because it provides a roadmap to really reach the end goal, which for most of them is usually to stay active, feel strong, be prepared for birth and postpartum, ultimately be a functional human being throughout all the change, right? That's what we want at the end of the day. So without further ado, let's talk about the what I call the three B's. B as in boy. All right, so I'll just give you a general overview and then we'll talk specifics on what is within each of these phases. So the first phase is base. The second phase is build, and the third phase is birth prep. And there's no real specific timeline of when you should be in each. This is more or less a way to progress through pregnancy and make sure you're doing things again in a way that is going to progress you over time and offer you exactly what your body needs at each point in pregnancy. And we have to start from the beginning. Even if you're, you know, an intermediate exerciser, you still want to start at the beginning because it's probably new stuff for you. So let's get into it a little bit more. What does base mean? So base is the first phase. This is where it all begins. We have to set a solid foundation for movement before we build, which is phase two. So we really have to do this first because skipping right to the others could cause us to overdo it, cause an injury. That's where we end up with like aches and pains, pelvic floor issues. Not in all cases. I'm not saying any of this to scare you, but more or less just to say like we really want to establish a very good foundation of movement and strength before we build on it and go into anything more elaborate. So in base, here's what we work on, and I encourage you to work on, especially if you're just getting started in your prenatal journey or you have maybe taken a break from exercise and you're coming back, you really want to start at the base. So here's what we want to work on in this phase. It's going to be very basic strength movements, total body and core. So when I say basic strength movements, I'm not talking anything like combination moves like a squat to a press or a deadlift to a row or anything like that or any jumping, things like that. We really want to slow things down, really build up a good base of strength with like single movements, like just a goblet squat or a row, you know, not adding a whole bunch of combination movements to the mix, not adding a whole bunch of fancy stuff to the mix. That will come in the build phase, but first we need to establish that base. So basic strength movements, total body and core. And then also another thing in this phase is optimal breathing. We really want to be optimizing our breathing because that's ultimately what's going to help protect your core and your pelvic floor. Breathing is like king when it comes to core and pelvic floor health, and many, many people are what we call backwards breathers, where you commonly breathe up into your chest and shoulders and kind of suck in your belly. But ultimately, we want to be breathing in an optimal way where the rib cage expands, the pelvic floor relaxes as you inhale, and then you exhale to kind of pull everything up and in. So again, optimal breathing is super important, not only in the workouts, but also outside the workouts. And it's not something that's going to be perfect all the time, but when you establish this really good breathing pattern from the beginning, it's going to become so much more natural. You're going to help manage the pressure within your core, especially as baby grows. Pressure tends to build. And of course, like pressure is pushing out on your abdominal wall, creating diastasis recti. Again, not to scare you, diastasis recti is 100% normal and natural part of pregnancy, but we don't want to worsen or like make the severity of it worse. And then also the intra-abdominal pressure can push down on the pelvic floor. So when we breathe in that optimal way, we set ourselves up for success for managing that pressure, protecting our core and pelvic floor. Another thing in the base phase is working on alignment, and alignment's important. And what I mean by alignment, I guess first and foremost, is pelvic alignment. So if you're sitting as you're listening to this, maybe you're standing, but I want you to note like how your pelvis is positioned under your rib cage. So ideally, we want to have a nice stacked position from shoulders to rib cage to pelvis. And if our hip bones are tilted forward, or tailbone is tucked under, that's going to be out of alignment. And yes, we all get into poor posture patterns. I definitely do. It's just important to create awareness of it, both in daily life and in workouts. That's also going to help minimize aches and pains, especially as weight distribution starts to happen in your pregnancy, whether that's already started or if it is going to start soon. So alignment is another one that we really want to work on and establish in the base phase. And then finally, aerobic base. And aerobic essentially means cardio. And with this, we just want to establish a good aerobic base, getting your heart rate elevated, holding it at a steady state, and really just getting that base, because as we build, we're going to add some intervals, which will help prepare you for labor and all that good stuff. So that aerobic base could look like if you're somebody who likes to walk, you're doing nice long walks or any other cardio of choice, cycling, elliptical, if that's your thing, you know, any sort of thing that gets your heart rate up. A lot of times for my clients too, we are incorporating some of this aerobic cardio activity into the strength workouts because we can, and it's more efficient that way. So combinations of that is okay as well. So that's primarily what happens in the base phase. It can still be challenging depending on where you're coming from, depending on your fitness level, but ultimately we want to really be setting the stage for the next phase, which is the build phase. So in build, it's exactly what it sounds like. We're kind of amping things up here. And this is where I think we can have a little more fun, a little more freedom, but obviously we can't start here. We, in this phase, are continuing to work on that optimal breathing pattern, continuing the core and pelvic floor work. What's new in this phase is we're going to be adding some compound movements. So whereas in the base phase, we were kind of working on those single movements, like just a single squat or a bicep curl or, you know, solo, we can add some compound movements. So maybe going into a squat and holding that squat and doing a bicep curl, which is gonna also play into core stability quite a bit. You know, adding single-sided things where you're, you know, holding a weight on one side of your body and doing a lunge. So again, further challenging your core stability and adding in those additional components that are going to challenge you. So adding compound movements, single-sided movements, also adding weight to exercises where possible. So also taking, you know, pieces of what we worked on in the base phase, adding some compound movements, adding weight. Of course, this isn't going to look linear all the time. We have variables, right? We have symptoms, we have fatigue, all these lovely things that happen in pregnancy that will affect how you feel from day to day. So I don't want you to think like this is going to be a linear process and we're just going to be, you know, going up in weights from week to week. No, we definitely still need to be listening to our body with this and also giving ourselves grace and not like needing to be like improving every single time we hit the gym. Another thing in this build phase is going to be adding some interval training. So once we have an aerobic base, we're going to add in some interval training to build endurance. And what interval training is, if you're not familiar with it, is essentially getting the heart rate up. So going a little bit more intense for a short burst of time to elevate your heart rate and then resting. Then going back into that short burst of high intensity and then low intensity recovery. So this is going to mimic labor contractions. And I think it's really fun because as we get into the final phase, birth prep, we're really mimicking those contractions. So interval training is great. You know, in the fitness world, we call it HIIT, high intensity interval training. In pregnancy, I like to start calling it birth prep cardio because it is starting to prepare us for that, the discomfort during the interval kind of mimics contractions, and then the recovery period really focuses on that time between contractions where you're breathing, you're focusing, you're, you know, trying to recover as quickly as possible. So interval training can be a really good tool to start on when you are ready. So that's the build phase. Ultimately, we are progressing from that base phase. So how do you know you're ready for the build phase? I think it's really when you feel you've mastered the movements that you've been working on in your like initial phase of just starting out. So for most people, this will take between 4, 6, 8 weeks, maybe longer if you're completely new to exercise, but even, you know, for somebody who's more intermediate, 4 weeks or so, and then you can start to build on that and progress on that slowly over time. It's not like all of a sudden you are doing these basic movements and then all of a sudden you are doing all these complicated movements all the time. There's like a slow progression, a slow addition over time. So that's build. Let's move on to birth prep. And birth prep usually occurs about 32 plus weeks. So no matter what, our birth prep programming, our birth prep planning will start at 32 weeks. So this is honestly one of my most favorite phases of all because we are truly gearing up for an athletic event. Of course, we've been kind of thinking about that the whole time, but now it's kind of getting real, right? We're at 32 weeks. We've got 8-ish weeks, give or take, until delivery. So we're really starting to get into prep mode for baby. So what we want to do here is we want to really be maintaining our strength from the build phase. We're not going to continue building or adding weight, most likely. Maybe a little bit in the beginning of the, you know, this phase, this third trimester. But ultimately, we're not looking to like make big gains here. Likely, we're going to be maintaining through the first several weeks of the third trimester and then start to taper things off toward the end in terms of the weight load lifted, the volume, like the amount of sets and reps you're doing might go down because we really want to start preserving energy for labor and delivery. And you're probably going to feel this natural slowing down of your body anyway. It doesn't want to push as hard. And that is a natural sign that like you need to just give yourself that extra rest and preparation for labor and delivery. Okay, so strength maintenance is that first key. The second one is birth prep breathing. So with birth prep breathing, I teach this two different ways. The first one is patterned breathing, and this is going to be during the contraction. You're going to find a comfortable kind of count for you of inhales and exhales. So a lot of people like a 4-count inhale with the 6-count exhale, and you can find what comes more natural to you, whether that's like 5 counts in, 5 counts out, but that's gonna help you focus on your breath through those contractions. And the second birth prep breathing strategy that I teach my clients is a 360 inhale followed by a exhale with a relaxed pelvic floor. So this is gonna feel a little unnatural because usually when we breathe out, so just go ahead and breathe out, our pelvic floor naturally wants to lift a little bit, not into like a full Kegel, but it naturally lifts when we exhale. But the thing is, in birth, our pelvic floor needs to move out of the way for baby to come out. So we need to be in tune with our mind to pelvic floor connection. And breathing is a really big, good tool for that. So you would take a nice big inhale, fill up that rib cage, relax the pelvic floor, and then give me a forceful exhale through pursed lips. So forceful exhale while keeping that pelvic floor relaxed. Super important not to bear down with this, like you're trying to poop or something, but you really just want to have a naturally relaxed pelvic floor. Thinking of like a flower blooming out of your bottom as you exhale. So those are my two birth prep breathing strategies. On that similar note is pelvic floor relaxation, which is something you want to do about 6 to 8 weeks before delivery, is just consciously starting to relax your pelvic floor. And we do this through a couple different methods. So breathing is also a really good way. Another way is mobility. So specifically hip mobility is really good for just loosening up all the muscles and joints surrounding the pelvis and also relaxing the pelvic floor. So I really love to end any strength workout with some pelvic floor relaxing in this birth prep phase because when we strength train, especially lower body, we are simultaneously working and strengthening our pelvic floor. So at the end of that, we really want to relax it and train it to relax and really form that, again, mind-to-muscle connection so that you can access that. You can have that mind-to-muscle connection when you get into labor and delivery. The only thing I haven't mentioned yet here is birth prep intervals, which I absolutely love. This is a form of interval training that mimics contraction. So something I like to do with clients is sort of mimic how labor goes. So in the beginning of labor, contractions are farther apart, they're shorter. So that's what we're going to do at the beginning when we start birth prep intervals. So maybe if you're new to this, you would do like, let's say 30 seconds of high intensity work to like 90 seconds of rest or something. So you see how it's like a shorter burst and then a really long rest period. And then you just continue that pattern on and on. And then once that feels good, you're going to increase the length of the interval, AKA contraction. So maybe 45 seconds of work to 60 seconds of rest. So less rest between contractions. And then we kind of just progress throughout the third trimester, making it a little harder so that it can mimic the discomfort of contractions and that you can really learn to recover between them. So that's birth prep. You're really gearing up for birth in that phase, relaxing the pelvic floor, getting into those breathing strategies, maintaining strength so you can stay pain-free for the most part, as good as possible, and then building that endurance and confidence for labor. So again, there's no certain length of time to be in each phase. I really tailor it to the individual when I'm working with a one-on-one client, but if you're looking to follow this pattern on your own, you might try 8 weeks in each sort of phase. Like, you can kind of map it out for yourself and incorporate some of those movements and strategies from each phase into like an 8 week block. So again, it depends on where you're starting from, but I think at the end of the day, we really want to think of this as sort of a progression, especially from base. So just starting off very simple, building on that, and then eventually tapering off and getting into birth prep mode. So that's kind of how I want you to think about it, whether, you know, you are creating workouts on your own, you are choosing classes, you, whatever it might be for you, I want you to really think about it in these phases so that you can progress in a nice strategic way that's going to keep you injury free and really support your body along the way. All right, that was a lot. I know it was, but I hope the general idea and the practices are something tangible that you can take away and apply to your own workouts and routine. And of course, if you need more support with that, I invite you to contact me about the group program. I don't have any links on it. Again, I'm keeping it super small, exclusive group of women. So if you want to be a part of that, definitely hit me up over on Instagram at Strong Mama Wellness. And finally, if you are somebody who worries about safety with movement in pregnancy, I do have a free guide to pregnancy exercise modifications, and it is built out by trimester. So you can grab that at the link in the show notes if you are interested in that. But otherwise, you guys, I will chat with you next week. Bye. And that's a wrap, Mama. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode of the Strong Mama Podcast. If this show has served you in some way, be sure to subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes. Head to strongmamawellnessco.com for more free resources and opportunities for us to work together. Until next time, keep moving.